We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot Masechet Shabbat. We are in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Ma'ase she'asu anshe Teveria. It once happened that the people in Teveria did the following. Ve'heviu silon shel tzonen letoch ama shel chamin. What they did was they placed a silon shel tzonen, a pipe of cold water, letoch ama shel chamin. They placed that pipe of cold water in a canal of hot spring water before Shabbat, so that cold water that is drawn into the pipe will be heated by the surrounding hot spring water on Shabbat. Teveria is known for its hot springs. Now, since the spring water carried an unpleasant odor, so it wasn't fit for drinking, and people preferred not to use it even for bathing. Instead, what would they do? They heated clean water by the heat of the springs, and they used that water for drinking and bathing. So in order to do this, what did they do? They constructed a pipe that carried cold water into the ama of hot springs, inside the hot springs, so that the water would be heated by the hot water of the canal of the hot springs. So the heated water then ran from the pipe into a bathhouse, which was used by the people of Teveria on Shabbat. So the Mishnah continues and says, Amru lahem chachamim. Chachamim said to them, what you did is asur, it's forbidden, because this is similar to hatmana, to wrapping food in a hot substance, which will increase the food's heat. And that is asur. On Shabbat, you're not allowed to be matmin, bedavar amosif hevel, to wrap food in something that will increase its heat. So Amru lahem chachamim, im beShabbat, if the water was heated or kept hot on Shabbat, kechamin shuchamu beShabbat, so then this water is treated like water that was heated over a fire on Shabbat. And then asurim birchitza ubishtiya, such water is forbidden for both bathing and drinking. Beyom tov, if the water was heated or kept hot on Yom Tov, kechamin shuchamu beYom Tov, then it's treated like water that was heated over a fire on Yom Tov, and it's asurim birchitza umutarim bishtiya. It's forbidden for bathing, but it's permitted for drinking, because on Yom Tov you're allowed to heat water for the purpose of drinking, but not for the purpose of bathing. The Mishnah continues and tells us, muliyar hagaruf. Muliyar is a vessel that's used for heating water, and it consists of a large bowl for water, and it's surrounded by a receptacle for coals on the sides. So now, if the muliyar was garuf, if it was emptied of its coals before Shabbat, so although it is still warm, it is still hot, but it's not mosif hevel, it doesn't continue to increase in heat after you remove the coals, shotim hemenu b'Shabbat. We may drink hot water that was left in it to keep hot on Shabbat, because once the coals were removed, the muliyar is not hot enough to add heat to the water. It only keeps it hot. Antichi, however, antichi is a copper receptacle with a double bottom, with space for coals between the two bottoms. The coals are on the bottom. So then, afal pi shegrufa, even if it was emptied of its coals before Shabbat, en shotim imena, we cannot drink hot water from it that was kept in it on Shabbat, since the heat is trapped between the two bottoms, so it doesn't escape even when the coals are removed, and so it remains extremely hot. So leaving water inside of it is similar to leaving hot food wrapped in insulating material that adds heat, and that's forbidden. And the water, therefore, cannot be used. The next Mishnah, Mishnah He, is going to discuss the basic difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Kli Rishon is the primary vessel in which the food was cooked, and when uncooked substance is placed in a Kli Rishon, it can become cooked by the vessel's contents even after the vessel was removed from the fire. That's the power of Kli Rishon. But the vessel into which the contents of a primary vessel are transferred, that's called Kli Sheni, that's the secondary vessel. Uncooked food that is put in a secondary vessel is not going to become cooked by the vessel's contents, even if they're very hot, because we have a rule, Kli Sheni Eno Mevashel, a secondary vessel cannot cook, So our Mishnah is going to discuss the halachot based on this difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Hameham Shepinahu. A kettle, that's a Kli Rishon, that is containing hot water, which was Pinahu, was removed from the fire. Lo yiten letochot sonen bishvil sheyechamu. One may not put a small amount of cold water into it in order to heat the water, because the cold water is going to be cooked in the water of the kettle, even though the kettle is no longer on the fire. Even though the mecham was pinahu, was removed, you cannot put sonen, cold water, into it in order to warm it up, because that's kli rishon. Kli rishon is mevashel. Aval noten hu letocho, but he can put a large amount of cold water into the kettle, because the large amount is not going to be cooked by the minority which it is poured into. O letocha kos, or he could put even a small amount of cold water into a kos, into a cup of hot water, which means a cup into which hot water was poured from the kettle. The cup is a kli sheni. You're allowed to do that kedei leafshiran, in order to warm the cold water, because in both of these cases, the water is only going to be warmed, but not cooked. Ha'ilfas ve'akedera, she'eviran merutachim. Ilfas is a pan, frying pan. Kedera is a pot. Now these are both kli rishon. If they were removed from the fire and their contents are still boiling, which means it's still hot enough that it's yad soledet bo, that one's hand would recoil if it came in contact with them. Lo yiten etochan tevalin. A person cannot add spices into them, because the spices will be cooked. Remember, it's kli rishon, and it still has the heat of yad soledet bo. Aval noten hu letocha keara o letocha tamchui. But you could add spices to hot food that's in a bowl, that's a keara, or letocha tamchui, into a serving bowl. Both of these are kli sheni. Kli sheni are incapable of cooking. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient regarding placing spices into a kli rishon. He says, "Lakol hu noten." You can add spices to any type of hot food, even if it's in a kli rishon, as long as it's removed from the fire. Chutz midavar sheyesh bo chometz vetzir, except into food that contains chometz, vinegar, or tzir, fish brine. According to Rabbi Yehuda, spices do not cook easily, and therefore they could be added even to a kli rishon, as long as it was already removed from the fire. However, Rabbi Yehuda does agree that it's forbidden to add spices to food that contains either vinegar or fish brine, because these are sharp substances that can cause even the spices to become cooked. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.